Tonight, a dry. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. In the morning, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, the high temperatures into the upper 70s. We'll see a drop again in the 50s to low 60s overnight Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Sunny skies Thursday approaching 80, then about 80 under a sunny afternoon Friday. New tropical storm Lisa, you may be hearing about in the Caribbean, will be no threat to the Gulf Coast states headed west towards Central America. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come to the Slidell Gutty Knife Show, Saturday, November 5th, Sunday, November 6th. See thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gutty Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, November 5th, 9 to 5. Sunday, November 6th, 10 to 4. The Slidell Gutty Knife Show.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Make no mistake about it, this is a global takeover. It's been going on for quite some time. It's a global corporatist takeover. The vaccines are a little piece of the puzzle that goes into it. The dissolving or dissolution of the United States is a bigger piece of the puzzle. We don't have a southern border. We haven't had it in place for some time. We are operating now in the North American Union. That will only be for a period of time, give it 10, maybe 15 years before it's North America, Central or South America as separate entities into this. South America, North America, Central America, or may become one, as the they've already got in place the corporate outline for this, agreements between North and South America. Switzerland is not behind it all, but it's the depository of wealth and assets. It's got the largest vault. It's an old Swiss Air Force vault for storing wealth in the form of Bitcoin or in proprietary information. The largest seed vault is in, I think it's in Norway. It's tied to Switzerland, but it's in Norway, I think. They have been planning this, you know, and it's put out to the general populace as a good idea, something we need to do to protect the plants and animals and even human species. You know, they've been collecting a DNA database for some time for humans. This has been going on 30, 40 years. maybe a little bit less. The, you know, even Alan Dulles lived in Switzerland for 2 years during the war, and he created a, you know, some would say, a worldwide corporatist utopia for them, not us. We will be gone. The Port of Los Angeles, it has MSC, Mediterranean Shipping Company, that's Swiss owned, no, excuse me, Swiss flagged. It carries a Swiss flag, but it is Italian owned. It is tied to Berlusconi, who is tied to Pelosi. Berlusconi is the eighth most powerful man in the world. Think about that with Bezos and, you know, Bill Gates and more, etc. They don't even come close. Berlusconi owns a newspaper and a medical corporation, which is the same as, you just look at, you know, the medical corporations like started by I'm trying to think of the guy's name, not Hoag or Sharp, or it's Kaiser Permanente, that was started by Englishman, Brit, German. Kaiser is short for king. We have been moving back into this new world order, which is a worldwide system of kingdoms, where you don't have any rights, you don't have any property rights, you will own nothing and be happy about it. Klaus Schwab has the largest constitutional monarchy in the world. It's set up to be glad-handed or grabbed or sequestered by none other than King George III. Now that he is king, the number and type, you know, just look at the corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you find all of these, you know, Chevron. It created the Chevron deference as a member. It has to pay $250,000 to be a corporate member, something like that. It's inordinate. Leave it at the fact that it's an inordinate amount of money that none of us could survive and pay. You have to have to be a member of the World Economic Forum. We're going to be living, we are living in a kingdom, a worldwide system of united kingdoms with one ruling head over all the rest. It will be King George III, I believe so, or the Pope. Switzerland has the largest processed food manufacturer in the world, bar none, Nestle's Corporation. It also has the largest shipping company, bar none, flagged under the Swiss flagged, but owned by a shell group that's tied to Berlusconi, that was connected to P2 Lodge in Italy. And it was reported to have been disbanded, but it wasn't disbanded. Over 1,000 names were kept secret. And it was allowed to continue on for those very wealthy people who, I don't know, who wish us dead because they don't like anything about America. They don't like free speech. They don't like freedom of religion. In fact, they want you to worship. You saw the coming out the Commonwealth Games, the big mechanical bull, and the whole ritual that they had before it. That is a sign. Who's going to do anything like that? It's just unimaginable that they would have a ceremony like the one that they had at the Commonwealth Games in 2022 with a bull marching out. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Daddy. McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with the Terrence Lewis and the Jones Gumbo Hour. I will be bringing
you
topics on Gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio, CBD, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in-studio guests and welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Maryland.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
All right, people. We'll go to Cajun Buccaneer real quick. We got a caller.
Hey, how you doing, Eric? Listen, you know, we keep talking about Switzerland, but I want to tell you what they really are. They're bait in Switzerland. Just like us, with the vaccination, you know.
I'm showing together all of the things that they own and control, and Switzerland is majority stake German.
That's why I call them bait and Switzerland. Just like Osnabrück, Switzerland, bait and Switzerland with the vaccination. They tell you that the vaccination.
But
will save you.
But quit using all these names and nomenclature and get right to the point and say what you mean. Say what you mean.
Yeah, call it. The FBI. The FBI. They're the fascist bureau of invasion.
No, don't. You know, call them what they are. It's the FBI. Exactly. So people know what you're talking about, and then call them the Gestapo.
Exactly. They're the new Nazi Gestapo, just like the Nazi IRSS, and you know, with 87,000 armed people. And you know, I mean, this is ridiculous. People that are alive and well, that have any common sense at all, can see what's going on in our country right now. And there's millions and millions and millions of us that know the truth. So we need to spread the truth among the rest of the population and, you know, try to save those people that are following the Nazi IRSS and FBI. And
yeah, CIA, like me, who have lived their life under the thumb and has had attempts on his life. You know, over the years, they put a bolo out on me. They put a bolo out on me for the what went on with the Coast Guard.
Well, they're doing to you exactly what they did to our president, Donald Trump. And now they want to do the same thing to our American governor, DeSantis, because, you know, they want to put their boot on your throat and squeeze out your life. And
that, yeah, but these people are not Americans. They are Europeans. They may have been born here or raised here, but they come from the European stock of nobility and royal families. That's why
crown, they call them. They call them the Royal British Crown, but they actually British Nazi Chi Com Crown.
But you confuse people when you say that. Just say it's a Royal British Crown.
Exactly.
You know, and they are Nazis. They believed in Nazism, like King Philip, who recently, you know, passed on. But why are they going to have anything like the games that they had? The Prince Charles drove his car before, you know, leading in the bull. He spoke at the lectern, and they presented some type of a key or whatever, and then they had the bull come out and the Tower of Babel at this huge procession, and they had the bull, a mechanical bull. I can't hear you.
Yeah, they need to be exposed, and they need to go to jail. They need to let all those people out of the gulag over there in Brain, Washington, D.C. They need to take all those people and let them out of jail, the prisoners, and turn them into prison guards for everybody that's in the White House right now. These people
but
are
why didn't they? Why don't you see it? You call it as it is. Call it and say it's a Royal British Crown and the crowns of Europe who are carrying this. They're carrying on the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, call them what they are. Exactly. Don't call them left wing. Call them Luciferian wing, because that's what they are.
But even a lot of people aren't prepared for that. Just, you know, point out, name them for what they are. I understand it is Luciferian. You know, they have as their logo the rider on the white horse, the first rider of the apocalypse.
Exactly.
As their logo, riding the white horse, pointing up to the stars, pointing to the star Aldebaran, and it follows Pleiades, the seven sisters, all over the place in the constellation, in the stars, the way you see them. These people may have come from Pleiades. They may have come from that star system. But they worship something other than we worship. They worship, they're the official deity of this unelected class of human beings, if you call them that. They worship Baphomet. They worship Baphomet.
They're Nazi alien atheists. They are Nazi alien atheists from another world. They're not from the earth.
Yeah, and they want to kill us all Because they hate everything that's made by God. Everything that all plant life, all vegetable life, all life on earth, whether it comes from a seed or you know, the seed of mankind or the seed of a vegetable or plant, has to be altered to be GMO, genetically modified organism, to come from something other than God.
They're murdering our babies, and now they're murdering our chickens too. Have you seen the price of eggs? $8-$9 for a dozen eggs. I mean, they keep drawing down our strategic oil reserve specifically to destroy America. They want to
the strategic oil reserve, that's being drawn down to do away with the dollar, because it's the petroleum is bought and sold in dollars. They are getting rid of petroleum to get rid of the dollar, to get rid of the dollar, and bring in these CBD.
They don't want us to drill in the Gulf or in America. They don't want us to drill in the Gulf or the rest of America, because they want to deprive us of all our jobs and give our jobs and our country to illegal atheist aliens.
The Chinese Ocean Shipping Company, which is the fourth largest shipping company in the world, they were going to gift over the Long Beach Naval Shipyard to it. Instead, it's owned by MSC, the Swiss. But when China came in and had the port for a while, they were using their own Chinese nationals as labor force. They were using their own Chinese nationals as labor force. And now, instead, the Swiss own it. That's even worse.
You better believe it. That's exactly right. That's a bait and Switzerland, just like the vaccination.
Yep.
You know, bait and Switzerland, just like the vaccination. Exactly. They want to kill us all, and they're not going to stop. They want to mutilate our children, turn the little boys into little girls, and turn the little girls into little boys by cutting off body parts. These people.
But this is just a sampling. This is just a small sampling of what the hell they are going to let loose on mankind, unless you stand with your brothers and sisters in a democratic republic and fight back. Like me, I shouldn't even be in this situation.
Put them in jail. Put them over there in the gulag and let all the prisoners out in that gulag over there, because they're patriots, and turn them into prison guards and put them where they belong, in hell.
That's why they went after me, because I stuck up for American flag shipping. APL, one of the companies that I sued, was sold off through Andrew Card, Secretary of Transportation to the first Bush, Chief of Staff to the second Bush. He sold it off to Neptune Orient Lines, that was Singaporean controlled by the state government, that held on to it for a while to make sure that they were clear. And then when they thought they were clear of me, the Coast Guard brought me in a military tribunal. I'm not in the Coast Guard. They transferred it to the French CGA CGM, so it's a French owned company, American President Lines, and they're gonna run flags back at us, United States flags that are foreign owned and foreign controlled.
They did the same thing to you that they doing to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. They set
victims.
Will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. 18 years after the murder of Alexandria resident Courtney Coco, Rapides Parish prosecutors get a conviction in the one-time cold case.
District Attorney Philip Terrell says it took a jury an hour and a half of deliberations before deciding to convict 46-year-old David Burns of Boyce with second-degree murder.
We're glad that justice is finally served for Courtney Coco after all this time.
Coco's body was found in 2004 in an abandoned building in Texas, but an arrest was not made until last year. Burns has publicly maintained his innocence, but Terrell says he came clean to others.
Three witnesses that Mr. Burns had confessed to many years ago.
Burns will be sentenced to life in prison on November 28th. I'm Jeff Palermo.
New Orleans police are investigating four separate shootings that occurred between 4 p.m. and 8:30 Sunday. Three men and one woman were shot, all in separate and seemingly unrelated incidents. All were non-fatal, but there are, so far, no known suspects or known motives. This is news from LRN.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, made in America, made to last.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin, reminding you that this November, everyone has something on their ballot. Early voting is October 25th through November 1st, except on Sundays, and Election Day is November 8th. To find where your polling location is, check your registration status, or for more information, visit govote.com. That's GEAUXvote.com. This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you to go vote, Louisiana.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans.
The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com.
That I had the same judge, New York State District Judge, sit on my case and declare me crazy because I'm trying to gain access to our licensed personnel board that was no more. That is just a small part of the corruptions. They are converting everything in the United States to private side, business side, so they can buy it up and buy up the United States under everything that's been converted to administrative law is now corporate law. Cajun, will you be quiet for a sec?
Okay. Yeah, listen, hold on.
Wait, hold on.
Blow the whistle on him, please.
You wait, mute.
Okay, God. I'm here.
Mute him. Patty, mute him, please. God. Yes, I'm losing my train of thought. I have the same New York State District Judge named a FISA judge who traveled out to California to say hi to Nancy Pelosi and then sit on my appeal as a guest New York State District Court judge sitting as a Ninth Circuit judge in 2014 to sit on my appeal and shut me up. Further, so from 2000 to 2014, I was oppressed into, they kept me on the sidelines. The any and all grievances are supposed to be heard by the licensed personnel board in a matter of 30 days. Any and all, not 14 years later. But Raymond J. Deary, who was named a FISA court justice or judge, sat on my appeal as a FISA court judge in the Ninth Circuit when he's based out of New York. His bench is in New York. And the lower judge, he's not a judge, he's a police officer, has his court in New York as well. Raymond J. Deary, who is a, you see him on the Coast Guard website. He's pretending to be a judge, but he's a police officer. He's a member of the executive branch. He's a police officer pretending to be a judge, wearing the uniform of a judge. He has a robe on, acting as a judge. I can't begin to tell you how many people I've been up against. Ted Olson, Solicitor General under Bush in 2003. Well, before that. But he had his law firm representing Mattson against me. Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher. A guy named Jonathan Axelrod, think of David Axelrod, involved in the presidential, or he's chief of staff for President Obama. And I can't get heard. I cannot get heard. And you see what they're doing to Tucker now, Tucker Carlson, trying to get out and get heard is impossible. I had Carol C. Lamb. She was one of the eight attorneys fired by Bush to give her cover. Not normal like you think fired. It was like eight men out, the Black Sox. They were, you know, she's gaming the system. She was a U.S. attorney. She's now working for Qualcomm. She was a U.S. attorney in San Diego. San Diego's where 9/11 happened. And a lot of the, you know, these are the same people that are involved in 9/11. Royals, nobility, using their offices in, you know, the United States to take over the government and carry on abuses of, you know, constitutional rights of everyone and anyone who sticks out and raises their head. You're going to get it chopped off. Let's go back to Cajun. Cajun.
FBIRSS, because they plan to rape financially the entire United States of America and the whole world. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, listen up. The FBIRSS is planning to rape us all. That's why they hired 87
calm down. Calm down. Agent. Calm down and say it simply. The FBI, like the Department of Homeland Security, use normal jargon, nomenclature, words. Just say simply, the Department of Homeland Security has 78 federal fusion centers in it that are Stasi centers. That are Stasi centers, listening posts.
Not the Stasi centers. That's right. You there?
Well, yeah, I keep asking you to calm down.
Okay.
Talk normal. Just call them what they are, the Department of Homeland Security. But they have 78 federal fusion centers. I was prosecuted in one in 2008 in room 5150. They like to mark their territory, just like they did with the executive order that created the Department of Homeland Security. 1-322-8. 322 is the lodge number of Skull and Bones or the Brotherhood of Death.
We'll never forget the number 666, because that's where they put you at, in room 666. Just like everybody else, like they did Donald Trump, and they're trying to do that to Ronald, to Mr. DeSantis in Florida.
But you're using loose language. Be specific and say what is going on and describe it to people. You made me flash on something, think of something, but Dianne Feinstein, she's a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. She wrote a whistleblower letter for me to Nicole Nason, who's a secretary of an undersecretary of the Department of Transportation. She counts her husband, first and foremost. She is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations herself. Dianne Feinstein is, and then Nicole Nason is, and Nicole Nason's husband is, but her husband is also a member of the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program and a graduate of it.
Thank you so much. Exposure.
And Nicole Nason counts Porter Goss, who is head of the CIA, as her mentor. So, you know, I went to Feinstein trusting her, and I was betrayed. We are all being betrayed. We are all being betrayed.
Exactly.
That's what people need to, you know, raise their head up, because now's the only time you're going to be able to do it, or they're going to wipe us off the map.
Or they're going to they're going to lose big time.
Like we never exist. But you don't realize how much they've infiltrated this country.
I do. I'm ready for them. You better be ready for them too.
I'm not. I've been trying to blow the whistle and warn people and save as many lives as possible.
Me too.
And I've paid for it with my life.
Well, other people need to do the same thing. Protect your family, protect your friends, protect your business, and protect America. Amen.
Well, real quick, are you there? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yes.
It would be nice if they would circle the wagons around people like me. I am so sequestered. I'm so off on my own out in California that it's unbelievable. You need to come find me. You need to come, you know, rescue me. I've been raising the issue for a very long time.
Come here to Louisiana. I will help you. Come here to Louisiana. Move back to Louisiana. I will help you. I'll fight to the death to help you. Amen.
Amen. Okay, people. We're going to break, and we'll be right back after this break. And peace. Hold on.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Well, you probably heard, Metro Diner moved to the heart of Metro, 3804 Veterans. Of course, they still got breakfast all day, every day, 8 a.m. till 2 a.m. on the weekends. If you need it quick on your way to work, weekdays before 10 a.m., get ham, bacon, or sausage breakfast biscuits in 10 minutes, or they're free. Metro Diner has great lunch and dinner specials. Thursday night's always steak night with beautiful ribeyes and fillets. People love the mozzarella sticks, onion rings, burgers, meatballs, fried jalapenos, and green peppers. Well, they do make just about everything from scratch at Metro Diner. Don't forget the beignet fries and crawfish cornbread. Come see us. 3804 Veterans Memorial Boulevard, finer than your usual diner, Metro Diner.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
The royal family is having in for me. like they have it in for all of you. There will be a link posted with the tonight's show. If you click on that link after 12 o'clock or 12 to 1, so after 1 o'clock, it'll be posted. It's a show with Rob McConnell where I'll be going into some of the stuff. Please click on and support. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know if he will give me the time I need to. There's no way. He could have me back on for a week or 2 weeks and wouldn't be able to say everything I need to say about what's been done to me and why. Why being the most important, which is a dissolution of the United States by the royals, by the nobility of Europe, and if not the world, because, you know, think of it, the rest of the world has nobility. Japan is, you know, the emperor is still reigning supreme. And they get like even the crown doesn't have to divulge information about how they got their money, where they got their money, how much money, how they traded and whatnot. They are, you know, they'd like to have, you know, giant mechanical bulls marching out to the that's one thing that I think the Aldebaran, the star, forms the eye of Taurus, which is, you know, these ancients are using numerology. They, you know, name my room number 5150. You can read the article on that by Janet Phelan. But they, you know, used the executive order 322-1-322-8 to, you know, using numerology again, pull one over the eyes of the world. So that Skull and Bones, the Brotherhood of Death, everything to do with the Department of Homeland Security is about the Brotherhood of Death. Wars and rumors of war, like Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guards Hades, that bought up Chrysler from the Germans, bringing it back to the United States. But it's named after the three-headed dog that guards hell, and it bought Albertsons that owns Safeway, and they're looking to buy Kroger that owns Ralph's. Food chain. Food chain. Food shortages. So they're making money off of declaring there's going to be a food shortage, then in doing everything to bring it about, attacking the food distribution. That's why corporate, you know, like Tyson Foods, the bigger the better, the better they want them to be, because they're easy to take out and starve us all out. They're doing it right before your very eyes, but you cannot see. You know, they're doing it. They plan on the Maersk makes a bunch of LA runs and West Coast runs, they can pull that shipping company out because they're not American flag shipping anymore. They're owned by a parent company. American Present Lines is owned by CGA CGM, which is French. And they've shown their disdain or dislike or devout hatred of American ideals like free speech. Look at what Twitter was doing up till most recently. Look what Facebook has been doing. Look what Bill Gates and Microsoft has been doing. These are familial ties to the royal crown, the British royal crown, who has taken over the world through silent weapons for quiet wars. They, you know, who declared war on the American people? Who has the most experience in warfare? These ancient families. They own and control the foreign policy of the United States, and they've owned and controlled it for the last 100 years through a council that has been privatized. But it's the Council of Foreign Relations. And they have a bunch of corporate members and individual members. Their corporate members are companies like Walmart. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a corporate member. Google is a corporate member. Chevron is a corporate member. Think of all the oil companies. Hess is a corporate member. You know, it's mind-boggling when you think of it, but it's real easy when you want to solve it. Bring everything back home. Bring everything back home. Bring everything back home to supply us with what we need. We've got more than enough resources here. But that's what they want. They want the resources. They want the wealth. You know, $30 trillion is nothing. That's little more than, I don't know, it's $10 or $12 trillion annually is a national budget of the U.S. So that's like 3 years or, you know, it takes more than that because you get to factor in the profit margin. But, you know, buy American, be American. But now we're in the North American Union. I don't even think they're going to let Trump run. Even if he is able to, from a prison cell or wherever he's at, it's amazing what is going on, and it's amazing that not enough people are stopping it, putting a kibosh on there. Well, that's it, people. See you Thursday. I need some help with the
game. I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.